We've got beards coming in from all over North America. Guys that grow some serious beards coming in to help raise money for kids with Crohn's and colitis, combined with axe throwing in a concert that features Canada's best tributes to Alexis on Fire, Rage Against the Machine, Tool, and Slipknot.
Now, you guys have a pretty good head start on this by looking at your facial hair.
Actually, this is this grow over that I've got going on right now. So my beard was over 14 inches. I shaved it off in April of this year, and this is the grow back.
This is the grow back.
We call it Team Regrow. And what basically we did is, because it's for the actual non-for-profit side of things, we want everyone to be included and to start off and to be able to talk about their beards. So got to the point where everyone's beards were so big that people were like, oh, you know, I don't know that I could grow that one that size or, you know, that thick or whatever. So I basically said, you know what, I'll start from scratch and we'll do it over again. Just show that it's about the growing and actually the awareness is what our goal is.
I spent 16 years in the infantry. I think Marty did 13 years in the military. I was released because of my Crohn's disease back in 2007. The reason we started growing the beards was to give us the opportunity to talk about inflammatory bowel diseases. So when somebody would ask us, hey, when are you shaving or what's the deal with your beard? Because it was great, it was creating a lot of attention, that we'd use that as an opportunity to talk about, you know, my disease. Crohn's and colitis are not the most glamorous diseases, you know, and they're not talked about very much, although they do affect one in every 120 Canadians. We have the highest percentage of a population in the world of people with inflammatory bowel disease.
And what is it exactly? What does it do? What does it keep you from doing?
Basically, what happens is that your body thinks that good cells are bad cells, and it starts attacking them. And it's more into regions of the digestive system. For Crohn's disease, it can affect, they say, from gum to bum. It's anywhere from the inside of your mouth to the other side of your butt. And colitis is similar inflammation and ulceration in the large intestine.
And not to downplay it at all, it's probably a lot easier for an adult to deal with this than a kid would be, because they just don't understand what exactly is going on and why it's happening to them.
Well, it's certain. I mean, I think dealing with life nowadays is difficult for most teenagers. You don't know what it is that you're going to do with the rest of your life. You've got peer pressure and stuff to deal with. You've got you're looking at trying to fit in. Your bodies are going through changes, and your mind's going through changes and challenges. And you've got these diseases that are that the effects, you know, prevent you from, you know, playing soccer, playing hockey, keeping you in and out of the washroom all the time, or home because you can't get out of bed, you're so ill.
Yeah, and I was going to say, this is one of the reasons why we chose Camp Got to Go. We don't expect that in doing these fundraisers that we will be able to find a cure for Crohn's or colitis. You know, I mean, that would be wonderful, but what we do know is this, that by donating the money to Camp Got to Go, we're going to be able to make a significant change.
We're impacting people's lives.
Yeah, it's making a difference, and we can see that difference. We actually got to go to one of the camps, and it was amazing. It was very humbling.
All right, so when is Nuckfest, and where, and how do people get involved?
Nuckfest is taking place on March 24th at Mavericks. You can go to rock95.com. You'll be able to, there's links there to get your tickets, or you can go to Ticketfly or purchase them in person at History Barbershop in Barrie, Midland, Penetang, Old School Barber out in Angus. We've got them at Sunrise Records.
Port McNicoll Barbershop.
Or show up at the door anytime. We'll have the beard event's going to start at 5 o'clock, and bands will be on stage around 9.
Good on you guys for doing this.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for dropping by.